Halftime Show brought to you by the Horn Law Group. If you're going to court, then call them first for a free consultation. Located in downtown Toms River, check out their legal services at hornlawgroup.net.
Downtown Toms River, where we are tonight for the edition of the Civil War, 16-13. The Mariners with a surprise lead on Toms River South. Let's go down to the field and our halftime interview spot with Ed Saraluca.
Thank you, Matt and Kevin. I am with one of the great football players ever to come out of Toms River North, Ron Sammarini, who used to play quarterback for this Mariner team. What do you think of this rivalry, Ron?
Oh, it's a great game. It's a great atmosphere. The community comes out and supports these kids. And I'll tell you what, I miss playing. I come out here and I see the atmosphere and it's exciting. It makes you want to get on the field.
Tell us a little bit about your life after college. I believe it was, what was it, Western Maryland at the time?
Yeah, it's since changed its name to McDaniel. Yeah, that's correct. But I had a great career at Western Maryland. We won a lot of games, had a lot of fun. And it just, that was a great experience for me. And since graduating, I became a police officer, and here I am.
You are in uniform tonight. Tell us a little bit about the award, Hall of Fame induction by the Rivalry Committee and the Marines. Tell us a little bit about that, which you and Billy Rankin for the Indians received tonight.
Yes, this is when I got the phone call that I was going to receive an award, I was very honored because I played with a lot of great players. And for me to accept the award, it's on behalf of the guys that I played with. We won a lot of games, had a lot of fun together. And seeing Billy come out, his father was my coach as a freshman, and that brought back a lot of memories. And I know Billy had such a great career at Toms River South, and I'm sure he had the experience that I did, and we just loved it.
You know, his dad is still coaching the freshman over here at the Indians, with the Indians.
I did. I happened to catch. And that is a man that's found a position that he belongs in. He's a great guy. He's great with the kids, and he's just a heck of a coach.
How about your record against the Indians when you played at North? Do you remember it? I'm sure you do.
I'm sure I do. I think I believe I won my sophomore, junior, and senior year. I think we ended up beating them, but I'm not going to brag about that now.
Well, you know, last year the Indians broke an 11 straight game streak by the Mariners with their win last week. And it's an exciting Indian team. But I'll tell you, after last week's disappointment, North getting upset by Brick Memorial 16-14 on the last second field goal, they have come to play tonight.
I'll tell you what, I know South was favored going into this game, but I think it just goes to show you this game is so big and these kids are so excited that anybody can win this game, no matter who's favored.
How about the size of this Mariner team? I mean, were they that big back then?
It's funny you mention that. I thought about that walking on the field next to some of these kids, and I said, man, I don't remember playing behind kids that were this big. No, I don't remember that.
Well, congratulations on the award tonight, handed to you by the Marines, and best of luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
Are you working tonight?
I am working tonight, and I'll go back on the road now.
Okay, he's working tonight. Kevin, Matt.
That's good spot.
Great. I mean, just a great football player. Matt, you probably weren't around when he played, but I'm telling you, he was a tremendous quarterback for North, and then, as he said, went to Western Maryland, which is now McDaniels College, and had a tremendous career out there.
I can still remember. I wish I remember what year Ron graduated.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't sure myself.
But he had that great Mariner team with Amir Dew. And I remember we broadcast the game. They lost in the state semifinals to, I believe, at Shawnee.
Right.
Tremendous game. They were down, came back, scored late, actually had a chance in the final moments to win the game. He was a very, very good quarterback. He was also an outstanding basketball player.
I was going to say, he's a 1,000-point scorer.
1,000-point scorer.
Basketball.
And I was involved in a softball game, Matt, a few weeks ago, actually here at Toms River South. It was the corrections officers against the cops, and he obviously played for the cops. That man can still do it.
Still get up and down a little bit.
He's in great shape.
Well, that's a good spot. I always like to get some reflection on how important this rivalry is over the decades. Well, let's take a timeout here. We'll make it a two-minute break. When we come back down from the break, we'll go back down to the field. Ed joined by one of our own, Bob Banners of the Shore Sports Network. A little reflection on this game. Quick peek at some of the big games around the Shore Conference tonight and over the course of the weekend. 16-13, Toms River North leads Toms River South. We're back in 2 minutes with more of the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Each week, you can vote for the Sport Clips Player of the Week at SureSportsNetwork.com. Look for the fan voting after the weekend game.
16-13, our score here. Civil War, the battle of Tom's River North and Tom's River South. It's the Mariners of North that leads the Indians of South right now. 16-13, back down to the field. Ed Saraluca with Bob Batters of the Shore Sports Network. Ed.
Yeah, a couple of surprise scores around the shore tonight. Bob, let's start with this one right here. Surprised at the 16-13 score?
Certainly. Tom's River South coming in as the number five team in the Shore Sports Network top 10. And Tom's River North, you know, losing last week to Brick Memorial and struggling at times offensively and also to stop the run. So for North to be up at 16-13, certainly a surprise. But when you see how the game has played out, the turnovers, Tom's River North really starting to run the ball well in that second quarter, and they earned the lead here.
That number five spot in the in our top ten seems to be the magic spot, right? Last week it was Barnegat who got bounced by Central. They found themselves outside the top ten. Who knows? It might be the TR South Indians tonight.
And for the first half, certainly, number five is not the number anybody wants. You know, Tom's River North, Asante Moore really started running the ball well, and that line got it together. And Asante Moore, impossible to tackle. On his 37-yard touchdown run, he broke about seven tackles. And he's got 110 yards on 13 carries, two touchdowns already. And that's been the difference along with the turnovers. I mean, South with that late fumble there, or that fumble there midway through the second quarter. North capitalizes that late drive by South to come back where you see their playmaking ability. But North is doing it as far as taking advantage of any mistakes South's making. And on the ground, they're just moving the ball. Husney, too, a lot of smart carries, smart plays, kind of taking what's there. No negative yardage from your quarterback, which is always a good thing. And that's why they have the three-point lead.
Up at Brick Memorial, Lacey, who started out 0-2 and had looked bad in both weeks, currently lead the Mustangs 20-17 at halftime. That's another surprise.
Certainly surprised. And when I saw Lacey against Jackson Memorial last week, and Jackson Memorial, of course, with that senior-laden physical line, they dominate on both sides of the ball. And Brick Memorial, you know, not as experienced, obviously, as that Jaguar line, but very sizable, you know, having pushing teams around as they did to Tom's River North last week. And Lacey really struggled to stop the run and really to score, too. And Brick Memorial, a lot of those same kids are playing the defensive line. So, you know, that unit stout also. So for Lacey to, you know, find its way to get untracked offensively, 20 points in the first half certainly bodes well for them because 0-2 and Lacey not being able to score points is not something anyone's used to seeing. So it looks like, at least for a half against Brick Memorial, they're starting to turn it around.
Could Central be for real, St. John Vianney?
Well, if they win this one, you can't deny that. You know, they're looking at being a top 10 team right now. Last I saw, 12-10 late in the first half. Central was up. They were up 12-3 at one point. Vianney scored a touchdown to come back. We'll see. Vianney's been putting up a lot of points. Anthony Brown has been playing great at quarterback. So that second half, we'll see if Central can sustain it the entire way. But after that big win against Barnegat, then having to go on the road out of the division against the number six team in the Shore, it really looked like a tall order for the Golden Eagles, but so far they've been up to the task. So that's a big one right there up in Monmouth County.
You know, we had Willie Jacobs on the show last night, and he just breeds confidence. And that team, is a confident team right now. Who knows, they could pull off that upset.
I mean, you're right. You want to ride that momentum as a team, and certainly they had all of that against Barnegat where nobody picked them in that game. So you're right. You come into that game. They're on the road. It's a non-divisional game, so they really have nothing to lose from that standpoint. And if they win it, obviously a ton to gain. So it looks like they've went up there pretty loose and ready to play, and so far that's given them the lead through two quarters.
What else we got going around the shore? What else you got there?
Well, first of all, Vianney with a late field goal. So St. John Vianney on top 13-12. At the half, Brick all over Tom's River East, 34-6. Brick trying to start 3-0, first time since 2003, of course, when they had that number one offense and defense in the Shore before losing to Manalapan in the playoffs. As you mentioned, the Lacey, Rumson with a 28-6 lead at the half. Volker with three touchdowns. Michael Connor with another touchdown for Rumson. That's over Monmouth Regional. So Rumson looking good to start the season. And Manawan was up 6-0 at the half on St. John Vianney. Red Bank Catholic only up 10-0 on the half at Neptune. You say only because Red Bank Catholic has been blowing everybody out. And Neptune, you know, coming off that lopsided loss to Middletown South, but that's still a talented Neptune team. And Roddy Taylor and his coaching staff, you see, have them ready, prepared in this game. So that's what we have so far in this week three here.
probably the best game of the week in the Shore. We'll put Sayreville will travel to Manalapan tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. It's a huge game. PowerPoint wise, they both play in Central Jersey Group 5. Manalapan maybe with the home field advantage, but Sayreville, awful tough team.
Well, it's going to be a really telling team for both teams because neither of them have played this greatest of competition so far. Wins over Marlboro and Freehold Township for Manalapan. They have a lot of point this year, but obviously for both of those teams, this is going to be the toughest test of the season so far. And Sayreville had really owned the Shore Conference, 16-0 against the Shore, until they went down to Manalapan and the Braves waxed them 34-7 to reach the sectional final. But they come in, you know, great coach George Najjar. Yeah, that's one of the most winning programs, you know, in the state. Miles Hartfield, the Penn State recruit at running back, has been lighting up so far. So obviously he's going to be very difficult to contain. But a lot of the same players, you know, some big names gone from Manalapan, but, you know, more guys than you think return on that team. So obviously, you know, they know what they have to get it done. It starts with shutting down hearts. But if they can do that, I think Manalapan has the weapons and the balance to win that game.
Well, I know both you and I probably will be up at that game tomorrow. We'll probably take in a couple games. I know you're going to go to Lakewood, Manchester tomorrow afternoon. I was thinking about that one also myself. So good talking to you, Bob. Stay fresh. Let's see if we get an upset here. We love these upsets. You know, we've done three games on the radio. All three have been mercy rules in the second half. Not this one tonight.
And for years, the Civil War really hasn't been that competitive either. So to have a good game here, there's a big crowd. Yeah, certainly good. Especially for you guys. See a good one.
Thank you, Bobby Batters from the Shore Sports Network. Matt.
Do we get a sense we know who Ed's rooting for, Matt?
He's not welcome any longer on the south sideline. Let's just say
well,
that.
Rooting for the upset, which means
let's go upset.
Yeah, wow.
Well, the only school I did not coach at is Toms River South.
Well, we know that's not going to happen for sure.
That's for sure. And I did put in some time at Toms River North under Bob Fiacco and Dick Lawrence. We don't root. We just want good games, and we got a good one tonight.
That we do. By the way, Manasquan was leading Holmdel 7-0 late in the first half, and the Bleak Blue Warriors were on the drive there. I think, you know, among the more surprising scores, to be perfectly honest with you, and I know we had them on the show last night, but I don't think there were too many people who thought Central would give St. John Vianney a game, especially on the road. And Golden Eagles have been in that one from the start, actually led it on a couple of occasions. Up, they're trailing 13-12 at half, to obviously carrying some momentum from that win last week when they stunned Barnegat.
Yeah, the teams here are starting to make their way back onto the field as the band will get set to disperse. 16-13 the score in favor of Toms River North. Big second half coming up. What we'll do here is take a timeout. We'll make it a 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll get set and rolling for quarter number three. All following and coming up on the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.